Two Gulf wars and coalition armies have tried to bring peace and stability to the Middle East. Will there ever be peace in the Middle East? Bible prophecy gives the answer, and Bible prophecy reveals the trends and dramatic events yet to occur in the Middle East. Do you know what prophetic signs to watch for? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames identifies prophetic signs in the Middle East. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. You and I are living in exciting times. In fact, we're living in the period of time the Bible identifies as the end time. The prophet Daniel in the Old Testament records God's prophecy that at the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. In just one century, we have advanced from the age of flight to the nuclear age, the information age, and the space age. But one thing has not changed. Human nature has not improved from selfishness, greed, and war to love, harmony, and peace. True spiritual change is evident only in those whose hearts have been transformed by the true Christ of your Bible. And He, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, has also revealed in your Bible the future of the world and the future of the Middle East. He predicts that wars, regional and global, lie on the horizon. Can you know what lies ahead? Yes, you can, if you search the Scriptures. If you have a Bible handy, turn to Zechariah 14. Here is good news. God inspired the prophet Zechariah to reveal the greatest event yet to occur in the Middle East, and in fact, the greatest event for the entire world. The Messiah will conquer all warring nations and rule this earth with peace. Zechariah 14 and verse 3. Then the Lord, the Eternal, will go forth and fight against those nations as He fights in the day of battle. And in that day, His feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to this earth and bring it lasting peace. The powerful, eternal kingdom of God will replace all national and supranational governments. Christ will be king over all the earth, ruling from the new world capital, Jerusalem. Notice that, starting in verse 8. And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, the Lord is one, and His name one. My friends, I look forward to that day. I pray for that day, even as Jesus taught us to pray, Your kingdom come. That's in Matthew 6 and verse 10. Yes, there's good news for the Middle East and for the world. But in the meantime, Jesus tells us to be watchful and alert. In Matthew 24, 3, His disciples asked Him what sign to watch for. They asked, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of Your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus proceeded to outline a sequence of prophetic events leading to His second coming. Among the signs He gave were wars and rumors of wars. He stated in Matthew 24 and verse 6, And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Jesus' prediction of wars has continued through the centuries. In the 20th century, we experienced two world wars. And after World War II, the Arabs and the Israelis fought five major wars in the Middle East. Peace has been proclaimed in the region in the past, but it's never been realized. Sometimes our memories are short concerning the horrendous, devastating wars that have taken place. The Iraq-Iran War lasted from 1980 to 1988. More than 1 million people were killed. The first Gulf War took place in 1990 and 1991. The U.S. Congress calculated the cost of the war at just over $61 billion. Iraqi troops set fire to more than 600 oil wells in Kuwait. The black smoke evoked images of Armageddon. This widespread pollution was called at the time the world's worst man-made environmental disaster. It was a massive coalition victory, but it raised the question, how do you win the peace? After a decade of continuing conflicts in and around Iraq, a second Gulf War removed Saddam Hussein from power. Yet terrorist bombings in Iraq, Israel, Jordan, and other countries continually demonstrate that lasting peace is elusive. Will there be more wars in the Middle East? Sadly, yes. Your Bible reveals there will be even more regional wars in the Middle East, leading to the ultimate Armageddon, and the city of Jerusalem will be a focal point of conflict. We've covered those major trends in previous programs. But notice, Jesus gave a very specific sign to watch, and that sign will take place in the Middle East. Matthew 24, verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. What is this abomination of desolation that you should know about and understand? Just before the Roman armies destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD, true Christians in Judea fled to the mountains. The remnant church traveled on northeast to the community of Pella and continued there. But notice the end-time context of Jesus' instructions to us. He is answering the disciples' question in Matthew 24:3 about the end of the age and the sign of Jesus' second coming. Jesus gave another major sign in verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." The context is the end of the age. In verse 15, Jesus tells us to understand this sign, the abomination of desolation. We'll discuss this important sign later in the program. You can find a more complete explanation of this sign in our free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. Be sure to write down the phone number on your screen. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Now notice what follows the abomination of desolation. Jesus continues to warn us in Matthew 24 and verse 20. "And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." Again, Jesus warns us about the end of the world, or the end of this age. The Bible reveals three prophetic milestones that give you a framework for understanding these future events in the Middle East, and for the whole world. Now, when the abomination of desolation is set up, the three prophetic milestones will follow: the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the day of the Lord. These three prophetic milestones take place over a period of 3.5 years leading up to the second coming. We've just seen Jesus' clear statement here in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. The Great Tribulation is a time unique in all history. Never will there be such a greater time of turmoil and trouble. What happens during this time? We'll answer those questions in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free informative booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. What does Bible prophecy say about the future of Israel and the nations surrounding it? Will there be peace in Jerusalem and the Middle East? You need to be watching the Middle East. and the trends that will mean major changes in political and religious control over the nations of the Middle East and the city of Jerusalem. What events will mark those changes? Who will eventually control Jerusalem? The Middle Eastern prophecy will answer those questions, and it will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the deeper meaning of life itself. You need this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Middle East in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that conflicts and wars will continue until Jesus Christ returns. And he warns us that unless God shortens the tribulation days, no life will remain alive on planet Earth. Now, who will be affected by the Great Tribulation? Turn in your Bible to Jeremiah 30 in verse 5. Here we find that identical, unique time, Jeremiah 30, verse 5. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with a child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. This tribulation time, unique in all history, is the time of Jacob's trouble. As we've explained on the telecast and in our free literature, the descendants of Jacob are the Western nations of the United States and the British descended peoples. Unless we in the Western world repent of our anti-God, lascivious, carnal, and evil way of life, we'll be punished by God in loving correction. Those who survive will repent and change their ways. As Jeremiah states it, he, Jacob, shall be saved out of it. The book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, also reveals that during the Great Tribulation, the great prophesied false religion will persecute true Christians. You can read about that in Revelation 6, verses 9 through 11. That martyrdom of true Christians is also known as the fifth seal of Revelation. The first prophetic milestone is the Great Tribulation. The second prophetic milestone is the heavenly signs. This prophetic event is also known as the sixth seal of Revelation. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 6 and verse 12. The Apostle John writes what he saw in vision. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. These frightening signs in the sky introduce the time of God's judgment on the nations. The tribulation period is the time of Satan's wrath, but the day of the Lord is the time of God's judgment. The second prophetic milestone, then, is the heavenly signs. The third prophetic milestone is the day of the Lord. The book of Revelation describes the events leading up to the return of Christ. In fact, the seventh seal is, in one sense, synonymous with the day of the Lord. The seventh seal continues for about 1 year, and it consists of seven trumpet plagues, ending with the glorious announcement in Revelation 11:15 of Christ's return. There are over 30 prophecies in your Bible emphasizing the day of the Lord. Let's refer to one here in Isaiah 34 and verse 8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion. Isaiah 63:4 also defines the day of the Lord as a period of 1 year. The three prophetic milestones are the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the day of the Lord. Remember, the key sign that introduces these prophetic milestones is the abomination of desolation. What is this abomination? Jesus told us to be alert to this key prophetic sign, which will take place in the Middle East. He said in Matthew 24, verse 15, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." The prophet Daniel wrote about this abomination in chapter 11 and verse 31. Historically, the Greek ruler Antiochus Epiphanes issued a decree in 167 BC that prohibited further sacrifices in the Jerusalem temple. Daniel 11 and verse 31. "And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation." Jesus warns us as Christians to be alert to an end-time abomination of desolation. Just as Antiochus Epiphanes profaned the temple in 167 BC and cut off the sacrifices, so will a profane authority cut off Jewish sacrifices in the future. In fact, the Apostle Paul warns of a great false prophet will stand in the holy place. Let's read that in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3. "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Yes, there will be a great false prophet who will work great miracles and deceive millions of people. He will cultivate worship toward himself and claim he's divine. Revelation 13, verses 13 and 14 show that this great false prophet will work amazing miracles, even calling down fire from heaven, and that he will deceive millions of people around the world. Again, my friends, don't you be deceived by these signs and wonders. As it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, "Test all things, hold fast what is good." As we've seen, this end-time false prophet will cause the sacrifices to cease. Let's realize that the Jews have not offered animal sacrifices since 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. In order for the end-time sacrifices to be stopped eventually, they need to begin. Listen. When animal sacrifices begin once again in Jerusalem, you will know that the prophecies Jesus spoke about are heading for a grand smash climax. Watch for developments in Israel leading to the reinstitution of animal sacrifices. Some Jewish groups today are working toward this goal. Gershon Salomon, leader of the Temple Mount Faithful, has written, quote, "There is no doubt that until the Israeli government does what God expects of them, to re-liberate the Temple Mount, to remove the two buildings of pagan worship, and to rebuild the temple on the same location as the first and second temples, there will never be peace in Israel and in the world." End of quote. The point, my friends, is that sacrifices must be presented in a holy place. But in the historic case of Ezra, the sacrifices were made daily without a physical building called a temple. The returning Jewish exiles referred the holy place as the house of God, even though no temple existed. The holiest place under control of the Jewish religious authorities today is the Western Wall, or the Wailing Wall. It is the western retaining wall to the Temple Mount. Jews are not allowed to publicly worship on the Temple Mount, only Muslims. So it remains to be seen where and when the Jews will begin sacrificing. It will probably take an even greater national crisis to precipitate that event. We've seen some of the prophetic events in the Middle East. There are trends you need to be watching. Now there's another major prophecy that you need to understand. We'll discuss that prophecy in the conclusion of our program. But first, to help you in your study of the Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you our free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. What does Bible prophecy say about the future of Israel and the nations surrounding it? What trends and events should you be watching? Let me share with you a few of the subheads in the booklet. Who will control Jerusalem? Watch for the abomination of desolation. The king of the north invades the Middle East. The final phases of World War III. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. This exciting booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and give you advance information on end-time events. You need this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Middle East in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
We've discussed several prophetic signs to watch for in the Middle East. In addition to what we've just seen, Jesus also revealed another major prophetic sign, the future domination of Jerusalem by the Gentiles. Since 1967, the Israelis have controlled both the old and new sections of Jerusalem. But as Jesus prophesied, there is coming a time when the Gentiles will control Jerusalem. Luke 21 gives this warning regarding the tribulation period. Luke 21 and verse 24. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Who will take over Jerusalem? Daniel, the 11th chapter, prophesies that the king of the north, which means generally north of Jerusalem, will invade the Holy Land. Turn in your Bible to Daniel 11 and verse 40. At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through. He shall also enter the glorious land, or the Holy Land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. He shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. Historically, one of the eras or resurrections of the Holy Roman Empire invaded North Africa. But this end-time king of the north will invade the Middle East, provoked by the king of the south. Notice this prophecy in Luke 21 and verse 19. By your patience possess your souls, but when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Revelation 11 verse 2 tells us that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles for 42 months, or about 3.5 years. At the end of that time, during the day of the Lord, the armies of Europe and Asia will combine to bring about the great climax of World War III, referred to as Armageddon. So we need to watch for developments leading to an invasion of the Middle East from the King of the North. Our free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy, will give you more details on this subject. An associated trend is the continuing proposal to make Jerusalem an internationally controlled city. In 1980, when Israel declared Jerusalem to be Israel's united and eternal capital, the Vatican strongly objected. In 1984, Pope John Paul II called for Jerusalem to have a special internationally guaranteed status. In July 2000, the Pope again urged international guarantees over Jerusalem. The Associated Press Dateline The Vatican reported, quote, Pope John Paul II on Sunday urged creation of a special international status for the holy sites of Jerusalem, saying in an appeal aimed at Camp David's negotiators that only world oversight can safeguard all the ancient city's religions. End of quote. My friends, pressure will build over the next several years to challenge Israeli sovereignty. And as prophecy marches on, there are nations east of the Euphrates River that will eventually march west toward the Middle East. You can read about those events in Revelation 9:14 and Revelation 16:12. Bible prophecy outlines the future for Jerusalem and the Middle East. A new superpower will invade the Middle East and dominate the region. But God Almighty will intervene in the Middle East and in all the world. He will send the Messiah, Jesus Christ, to rule all the nations. Jesus Christ will return to Jerusalem, and He'll rule over all the kingdoms, nations, and governments of this earth. As we saw in Zechariah 14:9, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth." Yes, the Messiah will be king over all the earth and govern from Jerusalem. That's good news for all the nations, for you, your children, and grandchildren. Pray for God's kingdom to come and follow our Lord's instruction when He said in Mark 13:37, "And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." May God bless you as you watch prophetic events in the Middle East and around the world. Be sure to request your free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org.